Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. If you're listening on 95.9 and driving on 95 with a turnpike, please be careful, but we are, of course, thrilled that you're with us. If you're on the Treasure Coast, 106.9, welcome as well. I hope for those who are celebrating that the first night of Hanukkah was great. I know you're all excited about Christmas, right? What could be more fun than traffic, stress, all the grandkids around, are the gifts good, all the other stuff. I hope you finished your shopping. Anyway, we have a wonderful show tonight. I look forward to my guest who's here tonight, who is kind of becoming almost a semi-regular. This is the third or fourth time he's been on the show. He's most engaging, more important. He's the one of the most knowledgeable people I know. Joe Karp is here. Joe is a noted elder attorney. I'm going to give you the rest of his bio in just a brief minute. He's been in the area for a very long period of time. He doesn't want me to tell you how long because he wants you to think he's younger than he really is. But he's so knowledgeable on so many subjects that are important. Believe me, at the end of this show, you will be glad that you stay tuned because you will be more well-informed than you were when we began. So, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. I do hope, seriously, if your family's in town or on the way for the holiday season, I hope the season brings you everything you want. And that isn't necessarily only those things that are wrapped. I hope you enjoy your kids. I hope you take the time to celebrate the meaning of the holidays, whichever one it is that you celebrate, and that you take a step back and enjoy and don't get caught up in all the hoopla. This past week, I have to say, I had the pleasure of speaking to a group of people at Ruth Rails. They're a wonderful group. That's Ruth Rails Jewish Family Services at the Weissman Center. I talked to them about elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation, a subject, frankly, that my guest tonight is an expert in. It was a wonderful time. I love going there. I want to thank them for asking me back. And to those who were there, thank you. And for those who would like to see me at Ruth Rails, I'm going to be back again on January 3rd or 4th. Whatever that Friday is, I'm going to be there. Speaking of great people, I want to give a special shout out to Nadine Moody at Ibis Country Club. She organizes one of the single best health fairs, the most informative health fair for the residents of Ibis Country Club. She does it every year. She outdoes herself every year. I have to say, to be honest, the chefs there do outdo themselves too. They put out great snacks, all healthy. It's wonderful. So happy thank you to Nadine Moody. But the reason you tune in is to listen to my guest. So let me tell you a little bit about Joseph Karp. Joe Karp is among the first Florida attorneys to earn the Florida Bar certification in elder law. He is also nationally certified in elder law by the National Elder Law Foundation. He has been named a super lawyer by Thomson Reuters every year since 2009 and was also recognized as one of Florida's legal elite by Florida Trend Magazine. Mr. Karp serves on the advisory board of the Southeast Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. His law firm, the Karp Law Firm, has offices in Palm Beach Gardens, in Boynton Beach, and in Port St. Lucie. For two decades, he's been helping families find solutions to the complex problems we and our loved ones face as we grow older. And while tonight's show is going to be critically important, he also is going to have three seminars coming up in January. I'm going to give you the dates and the locations in a little while, so get a pen and pencil ready when we do that. Anyway, Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good evening.
How have you been?
I'm good.
Good. So we always have lots to discuss, and I frankly never know where to start. So why don't we start with something that's probably top of mind for everybody this time of year, and that's money. Obviously, tax planning, we only have a few days left of the end of the year. That's current tax year is very important. It's on everybody's mind. But it's also not too early or too late to begin to be thinking about estate tax planning. And I know that's important to you.
Estate tax planning is important. It's a new world out there. When I first started doing this, $600,000 was the magic number for the exemption. So virtually anybody who had a house in a 401k felt, well, I'm worth more than $600,000. And if I'm married and I leave that money to my spouse, the survivor's going to be worth more than $600,000. So we have to do tax planning. That world has changed dramatically with all of the raises in the tax exemptions. We're now at over $11.4 million per decedent to leave estate tax free. So, and we now have something called portability, which is if you left your money to your spouse and didn't take advantage of any of the tax planning, your spouse could file an estate tax return for you that says, my deceased husband or wife had the right to leave $11.4 million tax-free, didn't take advantage of that, and I'm keeping that exemption for myself. And whatever the law is when I die will be tacked on top of it. That made for more than most, 99.9% of the people, estate tax planning was of no consequence. Even though the number is supposed to change in 2026, even if it reverts back to the numbers that were in effect during the Obama administration, we're still going to be close to $6 million apiece because it was $5.6 million and there's an inflationary right. increase. So for the most part, most people who are driving home from work tonight don't really have to worry about federal estate taxes. The other issue they have is Florida has no estate tax. There are estate taxes in other states. So if you are married and your kids are in New York, there's no portability in New York. So if you have an estate which is of consequence, say there's $7 million between a husband and wife, and that's not unique, although it's not the norm, and you left it all to the surviving spouse, when they go up to New York ultimately because the kids say, you're killing me, you keep falling and I can't fly down. That is the reality of our life. Every time you fall, we're running to Florida. Come on, your friends are gone, they've passed away. You're not living with your you're not living in Florida. You're living in a building and there's nothing wrong with them, but you're living in an independent living or assisted living facility that happens to be in Florida. So they say, you got to move up to New York. Now all of a sudden they find out you've got $7 million. That's going to make you taxable in New York State. So sometimes people who think there's a reasonable possibility they may end up where their children live, they should look at whether estate tax planning is necessary in order to avoid the survivor getting hit with an estate tax. But for the most part, it's not a problem. So where's the problem?
Right.
Because in 1994 or 2001, you did an estate tax plan that covered estate taxes that is overkill. You don't need it. You don't need the tax shelters. In fact, you have tax disadvantages. How can you have a tax disadvantage? Let me explain. Suppose you have what are commonly known as an AB trust. And it says, when I die, and a husband and wife have separate trusts, when I die, my money will be put in a separate trust that my surviving spouse can use.
Right. Typical, back in the day.
Right. Right. And people don't change these things because I'm still, quote, leaving it to my spouse.
Right.
And at that time, the money that goes into that trust particularly the stocks, have the basis, the value at the date of your death. So let's say when you died, there was $750,000 in your portfolio, and your spouse didn't trade it or whatever. And when he or she died, there was $1.2 million in your portfolio because of capital appreciation. Well, from $750,000 to $1.2 is $450,000. That will be taxed for capital gains because the basis was the value at your date of your death. Forgetting about that was a good thing when you were saving tax money. Now, with the numbers being so different, we're talking about a stable marriage where you're concerned, right, not concerned about any issues. If you left that same money to your spouse, when the second person dies, they're a new basis. It's a step up when they die, so we just save taxes on those capital gains. There's no capital gains because it's the value at the date of the death of the new owner. Now, there are people who don't want to do that for valid reasons. They are concerned. What if my surviving spouse remarries? There's a joke in our industry that particularly if the wife dies first, the brisket brigade and the casserole contingent is at the door 2 hours later, and they're afraid that the husbands will be very vulnerable, and they want to protect the money from the new spouse,
right?
More than they want to
protect. It's a topic of conversation in every household.
More than they want to protect it for tax purposes. So there's a balancing act that requires some reasoning and thought and understanding. The real issue is what I always get to. People don't even know what they have in their estate plan. They don't know for sure whether they have a tax AB trust. They don't know this stuff, and they don't think about the ramifications. Therefore, things should be reviewed in order to give them the opportunity to know what they've got and to understand it and then make an intelligent decision.
Joe, you explained it in a way that people really understand it, because so many of us, our friends have lost a spouse and they are remarried. I mean, in our family, the joke is, if anything happened to me, Irene would never marry again. She wouldn't date. I, on the other hand, would bring a date to the funeral. Because guys are more vulnerable and typically needier, and I guess that's probably not fair, but maybe it's more fair than we like to admit. But so these are real. And if your estate plan is 5, 6, 8, 10 years old or longer, things have really changed.
Things have changed, and I'm just telling you, people don't know what they have.
Right.
They don't know that they have tax planning. When they'll come in, they'll say, well, this says if one of us dies, the other one gets it all. I say, that's not quite true. The other one's in charge of it, but it's in a tax shelter. And the laws have also changed that really, let's assume the children are the ultimate beneficiaries. Guess what? They're entitled to know what you're doing with their inheritance from their deceased parent.
Well, and the other side of that, which I know that we have talked about once or twice before, you may have done this plan when your son or daughter was marrying the apple of your eye, to one apple marrying the other apple, and it's 10 years later, they're divorced, and your son's on his third wife who you can't stand, and she could end up with the money if something were to happen to your son. These are all things that are incredibly important.
We are getting people to open up their eyes,
right,
to the fact that the surviving spouse of your child may not be the right person to get your money. We have more and more of our clients doing what we call an inheritance trust, or a heritage trust, and they do their revocable trust, and instead of saying, I leave it in thirds to my three kids, They say, I leave it in a trust for the benefit of three separate trusts, one for each kid. The kid is in charge of that trust. The trust is to be used for my kid and his or her children. It's staying in the family so that you're the bad guy. And when, if your spouse, remember, this is not, most people say, well, this says if my son dies, my grandchildren get it. I say, only if your, the way your estate is done, it's only if your son dies before you. If he dies after you, that's his money. All bets are off. People say, but it says this per stirpes thing. Per stirpes says, my son gets it, and if he's dead, his kids get it. But if he survives you, he gets it. And he can leave it wherever he wants to or wherever his relationship with his spouse compels him to. But if you leave it in a trust for him and his kids, he is legally, not only morally bound, but legally bound not to use it on his spouse. And you say, but they have such a good marriage. Yeah, then let him take care of his wife or let her take care of her husband, because the reality is that spouse, if your son is a great husband, his wife is going to want to remarry because she discovered that marriage is a good thing. And she'll remarry, and she may end up leaving it to her husband because he doesn't have the kind of money.
And your grandchildren may end up with nothing.
And gets a step further, absolutely. Worse yet, he may have kids from his first marriage, and his children will get your money.
Right.
And tell me what that's worth to you to protect your family. It can also insulate it in that trust because it's there for your son or daughter and their kids. It can divorce-proof it because he has no control. He can use it for his kids and not for himself. It's discretionary. So there's lots of good reasons to do it. And people are thinking more and more about it. Initially, when we were doing trusts, people had such trepidation over the entire estate planning and trusts that you couldn't get them to take the step further.
Right.
And what they've seen is their assets have not dissipated in many cases. They've continued to grow because many of the people, forget about the market and inflation, many of these people, and these people as a compliment to my clients, have never learned how to spend.
Right.
They are old school with their money.
Right. I mean, no, look, I mean, they're probably moving past the generation that was from Depression babies, but they were children of Depression families. And everybody heard the story. I mean, they saved money in pen. And look, the bottom line is, the reality is, that when you did this, I promise you, when you did your original planning, if it was 10, 15, 20 years ago, your vision of the next 10, 15, or 20 years did not go exactly according to your plan.
Hey, if you walked into my office when you were 68 years old 20 right. years ago and you're 88, you didn't plan on being alive at 88.
Right.
You didn't expect you'd come back to my office for a visit wearing shorts and or jeans and sneakers.
Right.
And in and you know what other word has dropped from the vocabulary even the 20 years? I haven't heard of an early bird. People are going out to eat dinner. They're no longer running for the 4:30 dinner where
right.
they get half-size portions
right.
that are cheap.
Right.
So they're going out to dinner.
Yeah. Anyway, if you just tune in, this is Scott Greenberg. I'm here tonight with one of my favorite guests. Joe Karp is here. Joe is an elder attorney in Palm Beach Gardens and in Boynton Beach and in Port St. Lucie. So if you're listening either on 95.9 or 106.9, he has an office in your area, which is all good for you. We're going to tell you about his upcoming seminars. We're going to talk more about estate taxes. We're going to talk about gift taxes and how that applies to Medicaid planning, because this time of year we're giving a lot of gifts, and we need to be talking about what you can do, just in general about gifts, and we're going to talk about how it might impact something you might do at the other end of the spectrum in terms of Medicaid planning. Very important subject matter, and you may have questions that I haven't even thought of, and if you do, the good news is you can call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960. 960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition, and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight with Joe Karp. Joe is a Florida, he's a board-certified elder law attorney, Florida. He's also been a super lawyer, named super lawyer, by Thomson Reuters every year since 2009. He is a wealth of information. The truth is, whenever he comes here, I wish I had 2 hours, not just an hour, to talk. But, Joe, when before we broke, we were talking about estate tax planning. We were talking about not just estate tax planning, but about revisiting your estate tax plan, even if you're not in a taxable situation for estate tax planning, because so many things have changed. One of the other things that changed is how much money you can give away each year, as Christmas is here, Hanukkah is here. Gift tax laws have changed, and gift taxing or gifting has changed in general, and its implication in other planning is significant. Can you help us here?
Sure, because I see a lot of confusion of that when people come into my office. There are people who come to my office saying, I gave my kids each $10,000 this year because that's how much I can give them. I say, that's a long time ago, but I'm going to break it down. Number one, Medicaid does not care about the tax law. A gift is a gift for Medicaid purposes, and only few gifts are exempt from penalties for Medicaid. Those gifts are transfers to a spouse and transfers to or for the benefit of a disabled child. I once had a client who gave $2 million to her disabled daughter, and that was
acceptable
for Medicaid. And by the way, people are picturing the disabled daughter as being stereotypically disabled, which is what they were thinking about. She injured her back at work in her mid-40s. She's receiving no governmental assistance other than she went on Social Security disability. She had earned an early retirement and is collecting SSDI. She can have unlimited wealth, etc. And yet, so that's it. Does, wow. She didn't have to be on SSI and Medicaid. She's disabled. The statute did not distinguish between poor or not. So it didn't affect what she was getting from the government. But other than that, Medicaid looks as a gift as a gift. And you can't sell your house for a dollar and think that's not a gift for the excess value. It's got to be fair market value. That's number one. Number two, there's an annual exclusion over your lifetime gifting. What does that mean? That means how much can you give to somebody that you don't have to report it to the government? That magic number is currently $15,000. So, and by the way, you notice I said somebody, which means if people want to come downstairs later and give you and me $15,000, we can take it and they don't have to declare it. So when the show goes off at 7, we'll look for the crowds rolling over with checks.
8895 South Military guy.
So people always think, how much can I give my children?
Right.
You can give it to anyone. $15,000 is not a reportable amount. That's number one. But suppose you want to give more. And I used to have people coming and say, my daughter needs money for a car.
Right.
And I want to, or a down payment, and how can we get around the 15,000? It was lower numbers. Or my daughter's married, and I want to give her the money, and I don't want her husband to have any claim against that money for the house in case they ever get divorced. I want to show that it went to her. Well, here's what the rules are. Number one, you have a unified gift and estate tax exclusion. What does that mean? It means that $11.4 million, that's the estate tax exclusion, you can use that now. You want to give your daughter $1 million? That just gets deducted off your $11.4. So she can get that money tax-free today. That's no tax to you, no tax to her. You've just reduced how much you can give. So if you're giving more than the 15, you would file a tax return. And that return would say on April of the following year, I'm allowed to give 11.4. I gave my daughter 1 million. 15 is exempt. I'm deducting 985 out of my 11.4. And this is what I still have left over my lifetime exemptions. So you can gift substantially if you want to. The next thing you got to understand is some of the negative implications of gifting as well as the positives. The positives are you can change your kids' lives. You can give them money if you're in a position to so they can take more out of their pay for 401k, so they can lighten their load, so they can learn how to invest some money so they don't get a windfall when you're dead and blow it all because they never understood anything about investing. They can maybe not work two jobs. Maybe they can divorce the SOB they're married to because they're only there because that's the only way to make ends meet. So there are a number of reasons that gifting is a good thing to do. The other thing, though, is you got to understand, we talked about a step up in basis. So what's good to gift? If you gift, when you die, if there's capitally appreciated stocks, people are going to inherit it with a step up in basis.
Right.
So don't think you're doing your granddaughter, unless you're trying to save for your taxes, a great big favor, because your basis in your Apple stock is $6,000 and it's now worth $60,000, I'll give her the Apple stock. Because when you die, she would get it with no capital gains tax. If you gift it to her, it retains the original basis of the donor. And whenever she sells it, she's going to have capital gains on the original cost basis. So you got to look at what you're transferring and what the benefit is. So you're always looking at it when she sells it. And even if she sells it because she wants to diversify the portfolio, she's going to get capital gains. So you have to understand that. The other thing is, if you have a tax-deferred asset that you want to transfer the ownership of or take assets out, the change of ownership, except to your spouse and even in certain cases to your spouse, will create a taxable event. So if you own a life insurance policy and it's capitally appreciated, by the way, when you die, there's no estate tax on it. There's no income tax on it. But if you've paid $50,000 in premiums, but the cash value is now worth $90,000, and you say, I'm going to give this to my daughter because she's the insured. I bought it for her when she was 3 years old. She's going to pay income tax. You're going to pay income tax, pardon me, on that $40,000 appreciation. Obviously, if you pull money out of your IRA to give it to the kids, or even with the IRA to your spouse, if you pull it out, and you're not getting divorced and you ain't dead, there's going to be income tax.
This is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. And you're listening to my guest, Joe Karp, who is obviously an expert on all things important. If you have questions for Joe or for me when we come back, call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, I'm here tonight with Joseph Karp. Joe is a board-certified elder attorney, expert in all things you need to know as we age. both in terms of estate planning, gift taxing. We're going to talk about Medicaid planning. I guess we did talk about Medicaid planning a little bit. We were on the subject of gifting, and it's really important at this time of year. Yes, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. And I know that you want to give gifts, and some of you can afford to give substantial gifts. And we were talking about that $15,000 a year exclusion. Joe, am I right that you can give $15,000? You can get it from anybody. You can give it to anybody. You can give it to as many people as you want. You can give $15,000 to 20 people if you choose to.
You could go on a Carnival cruise and give everybody $15,000. Well. Or as Michael Bloomberg would say, 3,000 voters, not a bad deal.
But the other thing that people don't realize is, as we were talking about gifting before, that if you said about helping your son and your daughter and changing their lives, helping them not have to do this second job or paying for their long-term care insurance, the other thing is that husband can give son $15,000. Wife can give son $15,000. Husband can give daughter-in-law $15,000. Wife can give daughter-in-law $15,000. So you can give those kids $60,000 with no tax implication whatsoever.
Without reporting, no right. responsibility.
Right.
But if you're not thrilled with the in-law,
Well,
and you're not really worried about estate taxes, you can give it just to your kid.
Right.
The other thing, as we discussed during the break, you can also give directly to medical or dental medical, dental, or educational providers the money. So you can pay tuition to preschool, you can pay tuition to college, medical school. You can't reimburse, but you can pay directly. You can pay for doctors. You can pay for the dental work that they need and can't afford. And the other interesting thing that as my clients continue to age, a funny thing happens. So do their children.
Right.
And some of their children are not as economically situated as well as their parents. I have clients who are now paying for their children's long-term care insurance directly to the insurance company because they know the benefit of it.
Right.
They know if you wait till you're 75, the premiums are going to be pricey. They can even do it, I believe. There are special policies that have long-term care riders with annuities that they can use it for that. I don't want to swear to that one, but they can definitely pay for long-term insurance. And here's the key to the insurance that people always forget.
Which is?
You can't get it if you need it.
Right. Right. You have to be insurable.
You have to be insurable. And that is, as we all know, a very fickle fate. We never know who's not going to be insurable. You get the one phone call that says, Mom, Dad, I've been diagnosed with. And you go, oh, my God, there's nothing I can do for that now.
You know, I just heard of an interesting strategy, which we were talking about during the break, which was adult children whose parents are still insurable and don't have long-term care insurance, but they are still insurable. One strategy is for children to pay for the long-term care insurance and at the same time take out a life insurance policy on their parent. So, yes, they're paying either for the long-term care in an assisted living or an independent living or the insurance or whatever, but as long as they're insurable by a life insurance policy so that when the ultimate celestial discharge occurs, because there's nobody's getting out of here alive, right? We all know that. When that does occur, they'll be reimbursed in full or more for their expenses. So there are a lot of creative ways to plan.
And there are life insurance policies that have long-term care riders if the parents are insurable, so that if they need the long-term insurance, they've got it. If not, there's the life insurance. So there are lots of options. But the big thing is to, again, Don't preconceive what you heard. Oh, it's too expensive. Right. Oh, it's this. I have people come into me and we talk and I say, are you interested in doing Medicaid planning? And they say, no, I've got enough money. I said, do me a favor. Go to a nursing home and ask how many of those people thought they'd end up there. They didn't. How many of them thought they'd live this long? They didn't. It's now costing over $10,000 a month in a nursing home right. in Palm Beach County.
At least.
I said over. Yeah, I hit the bottom rung. Right. I hit the bottom right. rung. That's semi-private room in not...
The nicest.
The highest...
Right. Highest. It's not Trump Tower.
No. Well, that's okay. That's
I said
okay.
that on purpose.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we've got Bloomberg, we got Trump, we got the whole yeah, gang here, the, right? Billionaires around us. So there's, billionaires everywhere.
But there's enough going around that it's a pricey thing. And I got a call from a cousin of mine today. His mother, who's my peer, looks like she's going to need a nursing home. And he said, we're going to keep her home. And I said, God bless. You guys are doing really well because good home care is not free.
Right. Right.
Good home care is not free. And remember, not only are you paying for good care, but you then have to pay for room and board and all of that other stuff. She's not just sitting
right,
there.
Right. But you know what else this says to me, Joe, is that not only is all of that what you said true, but all of that points to the fact that people should go to people like you, to elder law attorneys, because you don't just do wills. And I think that that is kind of a misunderstanding about elder law attorneys, that all they do is wills and they charge too much. And the things that we're talking about so far, the kinds of things that are going to happen, that we don't know they're going to happen, and we need to prepare for it, and we need to be talking to bright people. And we're going to tell them how they can come talk to you directly at your seminar as soon as we come back. But if you don't want to wait for a seminar and you have questions for Joe Karp, my guest tonight, who is Bird Certified Elder Attorney in Palm Beach County, Boynton Beach, and in Port St. Lucie, if you have questions for him before the show ends, the good news is you can call 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. Here tonight with one of my favorite guests, Joe Karp is here. Joe is a board-certified elder attorney, and if you've been listening for the entire show, you know that we've been talking about stuff that's so very, very important. Doesn't matter whether you have a lot of money or a little bit of money. Elder attorneys do more than just write a will. In fact, a lot about what Joe does, he talks about in his seminars, and he has three seminars coming up. I'm going to let him tell you where, but get a pencil, right? On January 21st on 121 in Port St. Lucie, on 122 in Palm Beach Gardens, and in 123 in Boynton Beach. But, Joe, where are these? And what time are they? Okay. When do they run? What's the program like?
And if you want to look it up more closely, go to my website, which is karplaw.com, and you can look it up. January 21st is in Port St. Lucie. It's at the Holiday Inn in Port St. Lucie on US 1. Starts at 1:30. I'm really working hard at not going past 4 o'clock. I've been good the other day. Last time I was there, I got through at 3:30. Sometimes to adjust some of the questions at the end tie right. us up. But it's 1:30 to 4, and we take a little bit of a pee break in the middle.
Good.
On the 22nd, it's the Palm Beach Gardens Marriott. And it's between renovations. That's going to be the last shot in the Marriott because they're on RCA Boulevard off PGA Boulevard. And then I think they won't be available again till May, and we'll work out where to be. And again, it's 1:30 to 4. And then on the 23rd in Boynton Beach, it's a Courtyard by Marriott on Congress Avenue between Boynton Beach Boulevard and Gateway. And again, 1:30 to 4.
And this is everybody's favorite F word. It's free.
There's two things that are free. The workshop is free, and we offer people who go to that workshop, if we think we can help you, a free consultation. Now, if you don't want to come to the workshop, we'll gladly take a check, but depending on who you're seeing, between $400 and $500. And we'll give you an hour consultation. But if you come to the workshop, we find that you have a lot of information. Just like you, as you're listening to this, you now have questions, you now have understandings, you know where you're coming from. So that free consultation works for us and the clients. That doesn't mean everybody needs to hire me, but you're getting a free second opinion. You have an estate plan. You don't know if it does what you want it to do. You don't know whether your power of attorney is up to date. You don't know whether it says what you need for Medicaid planning purposes if it hits the fan. You don't know who's entitled to do what. Powers of attorney, as we've discussed in the past, Scott, are not licenses to do anything. They're both limitations as well as the ability to do certain things.
So, to that point, you mentioned power of attorney. You wrote, you know, you write a weekly column. I am a religious reader of your column. Just the other day, I think this week or last, you had an article on codicils to wills, amendments to wills, adjustment to wills, and it involved in part powers of attorney. It was all interrelated. Kind of goes back to the estate planning thing. Everybody thinks you do what you do one time and all's good, and nothing could be further from the truth. Why are we so stubborn?
Absolutely. Well, the answer is I've learned that some of us are not so stubborn. There's probably 40% of this country that has never done a will. I determined when I started this practice and changed it, I had been a trial lawyer in my first life, I did something that no other lawyer who was doing trust and estate planning did if they did public workshops as I do. I did the opposite. I told them, they had been told many places, do a trust, you're done, you got it done. I said, that's not what we're about. I'm a law firm, I'm going to build it with more people. We're going to be there when you need us. We're going to be there for your kids when you get sick or pass away. And we're going to tell you, if you're our client, every 3 years you should come in to review your estate plan. No charge to meet with you. If there's a reason to change it, you will then pay a fee. But we have to have an ongoing relationship because life changes. There's an expression I used to hear as a kid that none of us have heard in the last 30 years. So-and-so died yesterday. He was never sick a day in his life. Now, unless they're in a car crash, that doesn't happen anymore.
That's true.
And therefore, there is this process, the deterioration, the diminution of our physical and mental capacity. There's not only just an ailment. How, I mean, that's just the reality. When's the last time you heard that expression?
Yeah, you say it. You're right. I don't remember.
You haven't heard it since you were a kid.
You're right. Right. Never. It was never sick a day. Is that right? Yeah. No, you're right. You used to hear that all the time. That's because we all died of a heart attack.
Yeah, they had a heart attack.
65, right?
Yeah, they had a heart attack. Right. And yeah,
nobody talked about having Alzheimer's for 10 years or Parkinson's for 25 years or MS for 25 years or ALS. Nobody ever heard about those things because we all died of a heart attack.
Did you ever hear of macular degeneration?
Right?
That's not a new disease.
Right.
That's
we just
part of the aging
process.
Right. People say to me, how old do you want to be when you live, when you die? And I say, when my ears fall off. They say, nobody's ears fall off. I say, well, mine haven't atrophied sufficiently. They very well may drop at the age of 170. But if I can still function, and that's when the ears fall off, then I'm ready to go.
Right. So if you just tuned in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with one of my most favorite guests. Joe Karp is a board-certified elder attorney here in Palm Beach Gardens and in Boynton Beach and in Port St. Lucie. We're going to tell you how you can reach him. We're going to tell you about his seminar in a minute. But if you tuned in late and you missed the beginning of the show, and it would be a shame if that were the case, the good news is you can recover that lost time by tuning in to our podcast. Yes, we, in fact, podcast the show tomorrow. We'll be up and running. All you have to do is search OMG, I'm Getting, and up we will pop. It's free on podcast, but if you're not a podcaster, and many of us, in fact, are not podcasters, the other place you can find it is on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfortcare, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. .com. I know you want to put a T in there. Spell check's going to put a T in there. Don't do that. It's Comfort Care without a T. You also can listen to this wherever you are, whenever you are. If you have the iHeartRadio app or the TuneIn Radio app, I just learned tonight that the new call letters to get us on TuneIn Radio are WIRKHD3. But on iHeart, all you have to do is type in True Oldies, FLA, or 95.9 True Oldies, and you can find us more easily. So TuneIn Radio I'm sorry, iHeart is the best way to reach us. Of course, we also simulcast. We're on the web at www.trueoldiesfla.com. We simulcast locally, around the country, around the world. But you can listen on podcast and on our website. Next week, I'm taking the week off for New Year's. We're going to have a terrific show. We're going to replay a show from earlier this year about elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. Kate Kramer from the Area Agency on Aging is going to be here. She did a show with us way back in September. The information is as fresh today as it was then. I encourage you to tune in, listen to that. In 2 weeks, I'll be sailing the ocean blue, and we're going to replay a show called The Civic Life Project. That was a great show about helping your children learn about civics through creating films, short documentary film. Get your kids involved. Never has it been more important than be civically involved. It's really, really important. And in 3 weeks, I'm not getting older, but my wife is. It will be her 70th birthday, and so I'm going to be replaying a show that day as well. But I have just a minute or two left, and in that period of time, Joe, tell us how people reach you, how they get more information about you, and briefly about your seminars.
Okay. Karplaw.com, KARPLAW.com is the website. That's an easy way to find us. I'll give you just one number because you're in three areas. 1-800-893-9911 is a toll-free, so I don't have to worry about where the heck you are. The workshops are free. They're listed. We've given you dates. I'm going to give you one last piece of advice for the holidays. Discuss some of this stuff with your kids. Half your kids don't know where your documents are. They don't know who's in charge. You don't want them to have fights. You want them to know as much as you're comfortable in giving them. You don't have to tell them how much money you have if you're afraid they're going to start hitting you up. But they should know, this is where I have my legal documents. This is who's in charge if it hits the fan. This is my lawyer. This is my accountant. Here is a copy of my healthcare surrogate so you can act on my behalf. Here is a copy of my power of attorney so you can act on my behalf. And if you have a power of attorney and you're not using a trust, you need the power of attorney for many things, take it to the bank and see if they think they'll honor it
right
if it hits the fan. And just remember this, that anybody who's using a power of attorney should never sign their name. It should be Mom by Son Power of Attorney. Incurs no financial obligation. Right. So take care. Have a great holiday.
Your telephone number again. Your website again.
Karplaw, KARPLAW.com. 1-800-893-9911.
And the three seminars, January 21st in Port St. Lucie at the Holiday Inn on Route 1, January 22nd in Palm Beach Gardens. All of these are at 1:30. Palm Beach Gardens Marriott, 1:30 to 4. Don't miss these. Boynton Beach, January 23rd. I forgot the hotel.
Courtyard by Marriott on Congress between Gateway and Boynton Beach Boulevard.
I want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas. I want to tell you to be safe. Of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are all getting older. That's the good thing, all right, because the alternative is not something that we look for. I know that there are American heroes, that every one of you that's listening has done something wonderful in your life. This is the time to celebrate that. That is why Joe's advice is so important about making sure somebody knows what's important to you, where everything is, because when something happens to us, we want to celebrate your life, not want to figure out what you wanted to do. And if you want to make sure that everybody knows what to do, you should visit an elder attorney like my guest, Joe Karp from Karp Law. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Is here every Monday night at 6 o'clock. Again, have a great week. Have a great holiday. Stay safe. We'll see you soon. Have a good night, all.